Peter and Paul Snowden have done a big job to get two into the race, Tycoon Tara and the other one is Nancy, and Paul's online. Morning, mate.
How are you?
Good. It's good to get these, you know, good quality mares into the race like this, the final group one of the season. It gives them a crack.
Yeah, it does. Look, a lot like most of them in the field, they're quite an even bunch, and obviously Barrows will play a major role in who gets the spoils on Saturday.
Yeah. Nancy, what's the stable's thoughts about going to 1350?
I think it's no drama. He's one of them horses, mate. The dead set does not get any luck at all. And the last two runs have really been just that. I definitely should have won both of them and won them quite well. So she definitely needs to draw a barrier to get a chance on Saturday. And if she does, I dare say she'll run extremely well, but just needs to get a fair crack at him.
I reckon Hugh Bowman came back that day that he rode Nancy their last run. He would have come back still looking for a run there.
Well, she probably did more Saturday morning canter around than what she did in the race there last Saturday. So she didn't get exposed to nowhere near the amount of time she needs to run him down. She was just jogging up and down behind him. Gets beat a length and a half, something like that. You know, it's tragedy to see Lex flies over from Perth every time she runs, and he seems to he's getting the worst end of it at the moment.
Well, Lex, I'd be tipping Lex to stay home. Maybe he's the key, Paul.
He might be. He's been good luck too, but I can't. You know, he's felt the both ends of the stick. So hopefully, it's her turn on Sunday.
Yeah, just as you say, the 1350, the way she is, she is a ball of muscle that, with the right run, she can explode, can't she?
Well, that's the whole thing about her being such an immature filly. She's sparingly raced, and she just didn't carry the condition to get her through a solid preparation. But now she's turned into a lovely mare, and we're seeing the fruits of that now. She can sustain for preparation. We don't sort of try and butter up too quick from one after another, and you can generally sort of get those real good runs, five or six runs into her throughout her prep, and we've just been running her sparingly now. She was a month between runs at the Gold Coast the other day, and you know that doesn't seem to worry her neither, so she's in a good spot.
What about the other mare, Tycoon Tara? Kieran McAvoy, we spoke to on Saturday morning, he was keen to be up there and be on her again with a little bit of luck.
She dropped back to mare's grade the other day, and she carried a fair bit of weight, but he was dirty on himself because he didn't hold a spot a little bit more earlier in the run, because we got shuffled three pairs back, and knowing us, it's probably not her ideal spot. And I thought with the weight, 59, she had to give them horses at 1, 3, and 4 kilos. I thought that she ran very well. So getting back on a bit more level terms with weights go, I think she's definitely going to be hard to beat again.
Yeah. Are these two types that you would have galloped up there this morning, that do they need hard work, or do you give them an easy time? I mean, I know you still work them, but you don't work them fierce.
Pretty much, you're spot on. Dad was up there on Saturday and basically broke their work up a little bit, so their work is done. Pretty much leading into this morning. It was just a bit of maintenance stuff, and they're both in very good order. They're running well when they're looking good. So basically don't break the mould, so to speak. If you're sort of chasing your tail now, you're in a bit of trouble. But, they're just in a good spot at the moment, so it's just a bit of maintenance work.
The Healy looks a strong race. You've entered Flippant and Dothraki there. Are they both going that way?
Yeah, we'll see. We worked Flippin' here this morning like she was going, and make her mind up in the next 24 hours. She worked well, obviously. We had a bit of rain here at Randwick this morning, but she was out on the bee grass very early and worked quite strongly. And the other horse, same deal with him, just ticking over work up there, and he worked good. Just got to get his head out, Andrew.
Yes, no, exactly. No, it was another one like Nancy a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, he's just, me always just, I don't doubt his application. He's trying, but I just wish he tried a bit harder.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, we'll wait and see. It could be Triple Crowns Day there on Saturday. Now, I've got to ask you, mate, anything tomorrow? I'm putting you on the spot here now. We're on a heavy 8 at Canterbury, mate. So this rain, and we got, as you say, you're at based at Randwick. It's a heavy 9 there for Saturday. So it just keeps coming when we don't want it to come.
Yeah, it just tops it up. We've cancelled our trials here this morning that was supposed to hold. So it's not ideal, but you're right. Saturday's going to be a little bit. It's going to be a, you know, better side of heavy if the forecast is right for the next 3 or 4 days. But it's not going to dry out a hell of a lot. But tomorrow, I think probably two horses in the 900 meter race, Prometheus and Nepris Way. I think they'll definitely probably run. And Prometheus is back in grade of what he's been racing lately, and I think the other horse is a nice day of keep getting up into where a distance where he needs now, and I think, you know, they might figure in the finish here tomorrow.
And that filly Bruised, you might wait?
Yeah, at the moment favouring to run a Saturday over a slightly longer 1200 trip. I think she's maybe wanting a little bit further, and we might get a bit of firmer footing on Saturday. We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, mate, we've taken up enough of your time. We do appreciate it. Good luck with the barriers tomorrow, and let's hope both get clear runnings on Saturday.
Cheers now.
Thanks, Paul.